Hey, it's Big Kev. We're here at New York Comic Con 2013, and I have a very special and beguiling guest, Jenna Jankowski. How are you, Jenna?
Doing great. How are you, Kev?
Good. Just come a little closer because it's so loud
in here.
I'm
a little short.
I know. I just want to be close to you. Jenna is actually the Northeast U.S. Regional Director of the International Quidditch Association.
I am, and I'm doing a booth up here, and it's been going well.
I know. And what is that booth, in case people are still coming to the show? Because we're going to beam this right out into the universe as soon as we're done. N102. That's in Artist Alley.
Yep.
And you can go there and find out all about Quidditch. Now, the reason I wanted to have Jenna on, besides the fact that I wanted to spend quality time with her, is I want to know more about Quidditch. We've talked about this a couple of different times on our show about how people are playing Quidditch when none of you can fly. So Could you give us a little insight into that, how that happens?
Yeah.
Or is there some kind, is there a hallucinogen?
But instead, we don't fly. There are 7 players on each team, on each side of the pitch, and they have all of the positions just like the Harry Potter game. So you have a keeper who guards the hoops, and the chasers who try to throw a volleyball through 3 hoops, 6 feet, 4 feet, and 3 feet.
Okay.
And then you have the beaters who have bludgers, which are actually dodgeballs. So if you get hit with the dodgeball, you have to drop your ball.
So the bludger is a dodgeball.
Yes.
Right? In the movies, it's some sort of club, right?
Yeah, with an enchanted ball, which we can't do.
Right.
So we've just modified the magic.
Gotcha.
So the dodgeball, if you get hit with it, you have to dismount your broom and run back to your hoops to simulate like falling off your broom. And then the snitch and seekers. The snitch is actually a person who has a ball, kind of like a flag football. Kind of thing where when you grab it, you get 30 points and you end the game. But the snitch can do anything he wants. So he can hide in the crowd, wear another team's jersey. He used to be able to climb a tree, but I think we've changed the rules since then. Ride a bike.
Have a little snitch accident, did we?
Yeah. You know, there's only so much you can try to get up a tree with a broom in between your legs.
Right.
It looks a little silly.
And do you actually play with a broom between your legs?
You do the whole time.
Gotcha.
If you dismount from your broom, you have to go back to your hoops. So if you're knocked over or anything like that, you have to change it.
Run back there.
Run back. But
okay.
It's full contact and co-ed, so it happens quite a bit.
Right. And are you playing with the same sort of uniforms and pads as the movie, or we have not gotten that far yet?
Definitely not. I think teams back when it first started 7 years ago had capes and stuff like that,
right.
But it's become much more of an athletic thing.
Right.
So my team has soccer uniforms. We wear soccer cleats the whole time. Cleats? Yeah.
Wow,
gets
crazy.
Gets a little slippery.
I'm not going to lie, that just did it for me a little bit. So that's the so I guess the structure of the game is basically the same as the movies.
Yeah.
And then you play to a certain amount of points. Is there a time limit? Because I forget.
There's no time limit until the snitch is caught. So
right.
I've played a game for a half hour, and I played a game for almost an hour and a half.
Wow.
So that gets exhausting. At that point, you're like, all right, just catch the snitch.
Just somebody please shoot the snitch. and be done. All right. So, and now you are the regional director, Northeast U.S. regional director. And what does that mean? What do you have to do?
So we have about 100 teams in the Northeast.
Oh my God.
There's about 450 throughout the whole United States.
Wow.
And then it's international as well. There's somewhere around 20 in Australia, 16 in the UK, give or take, Italy, Mexico, all over the place.
Nice.
So I'm in charge of my portion. So I get to do super fun things like come to New York Comic Con, and I get to run our regional tournament, which is up in Rochester in November.
Nice.
And I just have to make sure that everyone's doing what they're doing. And, you know, it's a big organization that we've managed to put together over the past few years.
It certainly sounds it.
Yeah, I mean, I have business cards, so.
I know.
That's when you know it's official.
Business cards, or as I like to call it, my notes for the interview. and so where can people check out more about the Quidditch Association, the International Quidditch Association?
IQAQuidditch.com.
You about to probably want to spell that.
IQAQUIDDITCH.com.
Only the U.S. Northeast Regional Director could possibly have spelled that quickly.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Any final things? Can they come check out a game somewhere? Will they find the schedule?
The events calendar is on the website, and we have to register all over the place. So we're all over the country and all over the world, too. So it wouldn't be too hard to figure it out.
Cool. Well, that's Jenna Jankowski. I'm trying to stretch as much as possible so that you won't leave. But I'm done. So Jenna Jankowski, check out the website. As she mentioned, it's the International Quidditch Association. She is the Northeast U.S. Regional Director.
I like when you say it like that. It feels official.
It is official. I have it a is. Card.
I know.
It must be official.
Yeah.
I have business cards. They don't even look this good. So definitely check that out. And if you're coming to the con still, you can meet Jenna, and she will autograph your Quidditch memorabilia right over at her booth.
N102.
In Artist Alley, and she'll be here today and tomorrow.
The Quidditch Association will be here tomorrow. I have practice.
So Jenna will only be here through today. You better get down here if you want to meet Jenna. It's not every day you meet the Northeast U.S. Regional Director of the Quidditch Association, International. That's the Spanish, French way of saying it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kev. Lovely.
So good.
Oh. Do you want to hang out for like 2 minutes while
sure.
I do something quick with this guy, and then I'll walk you back?
I'll be here.
Cool. Nick, you're up.